Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 1st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. There was a big boom yesterday in South Los Angeles after a cache of seized illegal fireworks was blown up by police. The attempt to safely dispose of them went sideways, and at least 16 people were hurt, including 10 officers. Also, several cars and structures were damaged. It happened when a bomb squad tried to get rid of some of the approximately 5,000 pounds of fireworks police found at a home yesterday. They were detonated inside an armored container, but the force of the blast destroyed the container, and the damage was widespread. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has backed away from his earlier threat to arrest homeless people who refused to leave the Venice boardwalk by July 4th. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
The sheriff said July 4th was only a goal, not a deadline. He sent his homeless services outreach team to the boardwalk earlier this month. That sparked criticism from politicians and some activists who accused Villanueva of political grandstanding. They said he was complicating efforts to help the unhoused. But Villanueva said on Facebook Live that elected leaders had failed to address the issue and needed a wake-up call.
Sometimes they just need to be taken to the shed and they need to be beat down so they start doing their job.
On Monday, Councilman Mike Bonin launched a new effort to provide a path to permanent housing for homeless people on the boardwalk and promised to clear the area by early August without arrests. Bonin said the plan was in the works long before the sheriff arrived. Covering criminal justice, I'm Frank Stoltz.
LA has debuted a new eviction defense program for tenants impacted by the pandemic. It provides free renters education clinics, pre-eviction counseling, and full legal representation for low-income tenants. Services are provided by partner organizations such as the Los Angeles Community Action Network. Its executive director, Pete White, says it's important to know your rights.
Despite strong City of LA protections, some uninformed landlords may move to evict and file an unlawful detainer. If you are served, do not, I repeat, do not ignore the summons or court documents.
White says tenants experiencing harassment or who are threatened with an eviction lawsuit should visit this online address, stayhousedla.org, to get connected with services and legal counsel. The program is available to all renters in the City of LA, regardless of their immigration status, as long as they have experienced a loss of income or face losing their housing due to economic hardship. There is a new study out of UCLA on the effects of the pandemic, and it underscores what you've been hearing about its impact on neighborhoods of color. KPCC's Nick Roman says the study shows their case rates have been much higher than in California's white neighborhoods.
Researchers with the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health examined statewide pandemic numbers and found COVID-19 case rates in California were anywhere from 1.5 to 5 times greater among people of color than among whites. And that was true from newborns up to 80-year-olds. The rates were highest for Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders. Black Californians were next, and then Latinos in the state. The reason case rates for people of color are so much higher has to do with long-standing problems with unequal health care and with the way public health reacted to the pandemic. UCLA researcher David Hayes Bautista says people of color tend to work in essential jobs that provide goods and services to the rest of us, often without face masks or other infection protection, often without health insurance, and often without the financial ability to stay away from work and quarantine. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
Orange County says it has already reached its goal of having 70% of its adults receive at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine by Independence Day. The county reported 51 new COVID-19 infections yesterday. That's a slight increase, but officials say it's not of significant concern, at least at the moment. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.